The Louisiana legislature begins its 10-day mission to solve the $304 million budget deficit tonight. Governor John Bel Edwards has already released his plan to cut spending, which includes a $119 million tap of the Rainy Day Fund. 127 of the remaining $185 million in necessary cuts would come from the Department of Health and Hospitals under the governor's plan, which was formally authored and pre-filed by Representative Walt Leger as House Bill 1. The bulk of the adjustments to DHH come in the form of reduced payments to medical vendors, the financial bodies that pay health care providers serving Medicaid enrollees and the uninsured. According to Louisiana Department of Health Press Secretary Kelly Zimmerman, the governor's plan maintains vital Medicaid services by increasing the local share for some payments and taking advantage of the savings for Medicaid expansion. Other cuts include about $7.3 million from the Office of State Police, about $6 million from Attorney General Jeff Landry's office, and about $4.5 million from the Office of Juvenile Justice. If HB 1 does not survive the lawmaking process, the state legislature will have to create their own plan. For the Manship School News Service from the State House, I'm Matt Houston.